let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. If you're coping with chronic or frequent pain, from arthritis to an aching back or shoulders or painful hands or feet, well, it's worth making sure you're eating pain-busting foods to supplement your other therapies and to incorporate some other lifestyle practices. Our guest today, holistic health expert Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, back with us again for her best tips on how not to only mollify pain anywhere in the body, but also boost your energy, vitality, and commitment to creating a healthy, happy, and balanced life. Dr. Susan, the author of 30 books, including Kitchen Gardening, Be the Change, Wired for High-Level Wellness, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, and two more which cover in more detail the topics we'll be discussing on the program today, Choose to Thrive and the Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle. Refer to her website, by the way, to find out how to get personally autographed copies of her books and more about Susan and her healthy, faith-filled lifestyle. She actually got two websites, SusanSmithJones.com and BooksToUplift.com. Talking today about foods and lifestyle practices to help fight pain. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program.
Why, thank you, Rick, and I promise we won't put anybody in pain while they're listening to us.
Not going to happen. In fact, you take notes during this, because so often we try to suppress the pain because we really don't like some of the options out there to fight pain. You've got some simple, really great ways to go about this. It's going to be a fascinating program today. Let's start by talking about inflammation, a very common problem. What can we do to better live with that or do away with it?
Yes, and you know, let me just say right off the bat, nobody likes to feel pain. Pain can be physical, it can be emotional, it can be mental. And most people go right to the doctor, they like to get a pill to take. But there are more natural ways to deal with pain that we'll be talking about. And you know, I always take the holistic view. And inflammation is sort of the precursor of most diseases in this day and age in which we live. And it could be everything from stubbing your toe or your finger to literally inflammation within every cell of your body that you can't even see. So for inflammation, I say try oily fish, red grapes, and berries. So here's why.
Okay.
Because these foods are rich in omega-3 fatty acids, and your body uses omega-3 fatty acids to produce substances called prostaglandins, a great word to say quickly three times.
Yeah.
Prostaglandins. And prostaglandins prevent inflammation. And when you have inflammation, it causes pain in the body. So choose a fish, if you eat fish, that's more oily, and salmon is a good source. If you don't like fish, then foods like flax seeds, chia seeds, walnuts, soy, pumpkin seeds, and leafy green vegetables have omega-3 fatty acids in them, and have a little bit every day to help ease the joint and back pain. Now, foods rich in a chemical, you've heard of this, called resveratrol.
Oh, yes.
Also helps to reduce pain and inflammation. And one of my favorite sources, probably yours too, of resveratrol is, can you guess? It's something you could drink at night.
I'm not sure.
It begins with a W. I-N.
Wine?
Yes, like red wine.
So that's good for us. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. I'm talking your language.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to
I'm in pretty good shape then. I didn't realize that I've been fighting inflammation all these years.
So if you don't want to drink, you can choose organic grape juice or berry juice, or you could snack on grapes. I often will put grapes or berries, like blueberries, in my blender and put it in smoothies. I also snack on red grapes, you know, just out of hand, blueberries.
Yes.
Cranberries even. You can sprinkle them on your oatmeal at breakfast or make fresh juice or smoothies. So those are all the foods that help with inflammation. Listen, the list goes on and on. And if you look at my website and refer to Choose to Thrive, and The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, you'll get more suggestions.
So you can take care of inflammation the natural way. You'll get all the information at SusanSmithJones.com, BooksToUplift.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly to Dr. Susan's website. Aching joints, something else that that most of us suffer with, suffer through occasionally, if not more than that, during our lives, maybe even a chronic issue.
Yeah, I know, and especially when you get older, too. So I'm going to mention two foods here, cherries and pineapple. Let's start with cherries. For achy, arthritic joints, I always recommend cherries. Researchers in the U.S. have found that there's a substance in cherries that stops the production of chemicals that cause pain and even inflammation. And if you ever have a bout of gout, if you have gout, a bowl of 20 cherries, they can be fresh or defrosted frozen ones, can neutralize the aches and swelling. And it's amazing, Rick, how quickly it works, a bowl of cherries. Now, I often get the cherries in the form of cherry juice at my local market. You know, you've seen commercials for pomegranate juice.
Yes.
And that same brand, I forget what it's called, but at my store, they have the same pomegranate juice, but they also have pomegranate blueberry and pomegranate cherry, and those are so delicious. So, you know, that's a good way to get in. And you can buy cherry juice as well, but you can put cherries in fruit salads, or you can even gently stew the frozen cherries, the pitted ones, of course.
Yes.
With ginger, cinnamon, and a splash of orange juice for a nice warming winter dessert. Now, have you ever heard the word bromelain?
I believe so.
Yeah, is that the name of your firstborn?
Yes. Bromelain Bratton. Yes, yeah. Well,
exactly.
We like the alliteration, the two B's. That jumped out at us. Thought that was appropriate.
Well, that's an enzyme found in pineapples. And it's also thought to relieve joint pain, and actually really does. Having pineapple or pineapple juice within an hour of exercise helps to reduce inflammation and joint pain.
But that's such great information, and I like cherries. I like my cherry in pie form, so I'm actually I'm fighting aching joints, and I didn't even realize it. So this was actually good for me.
Yeah, there you go.
Two pieces. I'm really fighting achy joints.
I know. Look how healthy you are, Rick.
Didn't even realize that. Throw a couple of wines in there at the end of the day. I'm going to live to be 112. I mean, this is incredible. I'm not quite sure we're on the same page with the cherries, but I'll go with my way. Osteoarthritis and back pain. Boy, these are common issues that people deal with.
Yeah. So I'm going to talk about ginger. And not Ginger Rogers, but the beautiful root you could buy at every grocery store. The latest research on ginger, and like a lot of people listening won't know who Ginger Rogers is either, but the latest research on ginger shows that it has these pain-killing properties for osteoarthritis that are on par with over-the-counter painkillers. So start the day with fresh ginger tea. We've talked about this before, you and I have, where I get the fresh ginger root, and I cut off 3 to 4, like about the size of a nickel, coin-sized pieces of ginger. I put it in hot water, bring it to a boil, simmer it for 10 minutes, and that's how you can make your own ginger tea. And it's much cheaper than buying it, you know, already packaged in tea bags.
Yes.
I make it fresh every morning. I also add in slices of turmeric root. Now, dried ginger is just as good. Studies show that if you take a half to a full teaspoon, not a tablespoon, but a teaspoon a day for 4 to 12 weeks, it will work miracles to help you tackle with arthritis and back pain caused by the degeneration of discs and vertebrae.
All of this information, great information, at Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com and BooksToUplift.com. And Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program today. She's made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, balanced living, talking about how to help fight pain, arthritis, osteoarthritis, we're talking about back pain. How about general pain relief? You go to any drugstore, and over the counter, you've got like a whole section of things you can take, yet many of us are reluctant to do that, especially overuse those. What can we do for general relief pain naturally?
Yeah, not to mention that there's so many people addicted to pain pills.
Yes.
And you don't want that, believe me. Fortunately, I've never had to take a pain pill in my life because my grandmother, when I was a teenager, taught me about all these natural remedies. But here we'll talk about some fruit, veggies, and seasonings. Fruits like strawberries, raspberries, apricots, and dates. I love medjool dates. They're all high in something called salicylates, and that's part of the aspirin group, actually.
Mm.
But these all reduce inflammation and pain. There's also a range of vegetables that contain a good amount of the salicylates, and they're fava beans. Does that remind you of any movie?
Not off the top of my head, no. What movie?
What's that guy?
Zorro?
No.
Well, the time was running.
Who would eat people?
Oh, the, what do you call it?
I just saw him. I just sat next to him in a
Hannibal
restaurant.
Lecter.
There you go.
Thank you.
Last year,
yes.
in Brentwood. What's his name?
That would be, boy, he's very good.
He's a sir now.
Anthony Tompkins. Anthony, we'll come back to that because we'll remember.
Yes.
We're
yes,
pressing now.
Because everyone is answering it for us.
Yeah, they're going,
the
you
answers.
Clowns, don't you know anything about movie trivia?
We need some more brain food.
Yes.
Anyway, fava beans, tomatoes, green peppers, mushrooms, and zucchini have salicylates in them. And then seasonings that are great to assuage pain. Cinnamon, cumin, turmeric, and thyme. They're all excellent. And also, by the way, teas have salicylates in them. So put the kettle on. Let me just say as a note here, if you're allergic or sensitive to aspirin, you don't want to eat these foods I just mentioned in high quantities. Some people with asthma and rosacea also may be sensitive to salicylates. So if you're currently taking aspirin, check with your doctor before increasing the amounts of all those foods I just mentioned with salicylates.
And all the information, once again, because we're just barely, I'm contributing to this, Dr. Susan is barely touching the surface. Information more at her website. The two books, Choose to Thrive and The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle. Let's talk about nerve pain.
Anthony Hopkins, it is.
There we go. Okay.
It's just, you know, you don't think about it, then it comes to your brain.
See, that's why we were pressing there. We were trying to come up with that and and couldn't do it. So if we go on to another topic, you know,
yeah.
3 days later, it comes to you. So that's good. Anthony Hopkins was the answer. I think you've blown the bonus round, but we'll continue here. This is not like Jeopardy, where you're going to win a whole lot of money here. So
let's
get back to the game plan, which is nerve pain. What can we do for nerve pain?
Yeah, so try chili peppers. This is going to be a hot discussion here. Studies show that a cream containing capsaicin, and you find capsaicin in many of the over-counter creams for arthritis, that's a heat-activating ingredient in chili pepper, and it relieves nerve pain associated with diabetes, shingles, and arthritis. Eating chili peppers helps, but not as much as using the cream. And you and I talked about this once years ago, where I make my own arthritic cream pain. Not that I have arthritis, but sometimes I overwork out and I get really achy muscles and joints. And you can put a dash of cayenne pepper into your favorite moisturizing lotion. You don't need very much. And then you rub it on achy joints and it works beautifully.
And again, doing it the all natural way, you don't have to go visit a store other than to buy the natural products that we're talking about. Rheumatoid arthritis, does that work for that as well?
Rheumatoid. Now, green tea is best for that. drinking, we hear a lot about the benefits, all the antioxidants.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, but drinking about 3 to 4 cups a day can really help prevent inflammation and prevent joint damage in rheumatoid arthritis sufferers, says a recent study from the University of Michigan.
Interesting. Now, we're talking about foods and lifestyle practice to help fight pain with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. Taking a break, we're back with Dr. Susan. Much more to talk about on today's program right after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to This Week in America. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us. Information there on today's guest, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Go directly to her websites. We're talking about foods and lifestyle practices to help fight pain. Let's talk about headaches and lower back pain. Once again, everything we're mentioning today, common pain-related problems we all have, and we all seem to think we've got to go at least over-the-counter, maybe prescription, to find a relief, and you're saying we don't have to do that anymore.
No, you don't. If you know these things and really, you know, integrate them into your healthy lifestyle, for headaches, lower back pain that everyone has from time to time, I say go for vitamin D. Vitamin D, many people don't know this, has pain-killing properties for headaches and musculoskeletal pain. And if you take just 10 minutes out in the sunshine with as much of your skin, with much of your skin showing rather than clothes all over,
yes,
exposed, it will allow your body to boost vitamin D production, and that's a great idea. Research has shown that people who have lower back pain are often deficient in vitamin D, and of course a supplement can help.
Okay, Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. Our website, susansmithjones.com. Let's talk about heat therapy and infrared sauna, something, well, actually both of those that you believe in and use on an ongoing basis. How does that help fight pain? Is that effective?
Yes, absolutely, and I would never be without I have two infrared saunas. But researchers from the Saxion University of Applied Science in the Netherlands found that infrared sauna treatments can help reverse chronic pain with no side effects. And they studied the effects of infrared saunas in patients with rheumatoid arthritis and also those that suffered joint stiffness and spine stiffness over a 4-week period with a series of 8 infrared treatments. That means 2 each week. That's it. And sauna therapy was well tolerated with no adverse effects, and they found it shocked even all the researchers. Such a significant percentage of patients experienced decreased symptoms of pain and stiffness. They also found that the patient had less fatigue compared at the end of 1 month, 2 treatments a week, just sitting in a sauna, compared to at the beginning of the treatment. And that led the researchers to conclude that infrared treatment has statistically significant short-term beneficial effects in patients experiencing any kind of pain without any worsening of the disease symptoms or any unwanted side effects. So, you know, who can benefit from it? And again, go to susansmithjones.com. And look under favorite products, and I've got several articles on heat therapy and infrared saunas. But briefly, studies show that it helps if you have cardiovascular disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, rheumatoid arthritis, absolutely with that, chronic fatigue, obesity, cellulite, poor digestion, even anger and depression can be lifted with heat therapy. Chronic muscle and joint pain, and so much more. And they're simple to use. Even if you struggle with pain, it's easy to sit in the comfort of an infrared sauna. And infrared is a radiant heat that penetrates the skin more deeply than traditional saunas. So it aids you with so many things, like everything we've talked about, but flushing out toxins. It unwinds your muscles without pharmacological use. It cuts a cold or the flu off at the pass. You look younger without beauty creams, and it helps you drop extra weight effortlessly. And they, you know, I buy mine from the best place in America. It's called High Tech Health in Boulder, Colorado. And they have one called the TR2 Transcend. It's two, meaning two person or a three person. I have both because sometimes with a three person, I want to lie down with my feet up on the wall. Sometimes I just literally want to nap that way. Then I use the Transcend TR3. If I'm just sitting up the whole time, I'll use the TR2. But the senior detoxification and product specialist at High Tech Health, her name is Emery. I'm going to give you their toll-free number. It's 800-794-5355, and her extension is 813. 800-794-5355. And the cool thing is if you mention my name, they'll give you $500 off your
purchase. Ooh, significant, yes.
So, and I would not, and the reason I am never sick, way over 30 years now, is because I take a sauna frequently. I can't say every day because I travel a lot, and sometimes I literally can't fit it in, but a few times a week. If I'm not traveling, I'll make sure I take a sauna.
And all that information, a lot of numbers there, you'll find at Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. 2 minutes left in the program. Anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up today, talking about foods, lifestyle practices to help fight pain? Anything else you can think of?
Yes, I'm so glad you asked that, because I'll mention three quickly. Exercise releases endorphins, and the endorphins reduce pain, make you happy, make you feel positive, and feel empowered. So make sure you find a way to move every day. Sleep. It's during our ample sleep time at night that we reset our energy and pain control for the next day. And it fosters a more positive attitude. And it's absolutely necessary in order to manage stress and help us feel more optimistic. So sweet dreams every night. And then, of course, let's talk about laughter. See, not only does laughter bolster energy and confidence and immunity and reduce stress and anxiety, but it also makes your day more enjoyable, and it's one of the best ways to reduce pain. You know, Norman Cousins used to write about this a lot, that laughter was like internal jogging. In fact, one big hearty laugh every day can help mollify pain, according to studies, for 10 to 15 minutes. So make sure you surround yourself with people that make you laugh, watch funny TV shows, go to funny movies, and stop taking yourself and your life quite so seriously.
You know, it's interesting when you watch the news and you're all depressed and you get irritated and just look around, find a comedy on television, you'll end up laughing and feeling much better before you wrap up the day. So laughter is very important, and in most cases, it's free. So you should add that to your daily activities as well. Foods and lifestyle practices to help fight pain with Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. She's the author of a number of books. Two of the books, Choose to Thrive in the Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle. Have more information on what we're talking about on the program today. Her website's SusanSmithJones.com and BooksToUplift.com. And, of course, you can link on to our website, go directly to Dr. Susan's. Great show today. This is really helpful to just about everybody as we deal with pain, and we try to do it in a more logical, rational, intelligent way. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much, and go enjoy your glass of red wine.
Yes, I actually started that about 10 minutes ago. Thank you. That,
so I could hear it.
doing quite well. Oh, I thought I had the silent cork, but you were able to hear that. So a little bit of wine is good for you, and a piece of cherry pie, and you're all set for life. So
right.
Words to live by. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest. She'll be back next month on the program. The program is This Week in America. We're taking a break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.